Hello, everyone. Welcome back to another edition of Rachel and Couch Show. We are in week three of the Bundesliga season, so we are going to just jump right in and get started. You had the luxury of watching this one. So would you like to talk about the total collapse of Dortmund losing 3-2 to Werder Bremen?
Yeah, I mean, we talked the last 2 weeks. It's like, okay, Dortmund are winning games, but they look like they don't look great. More so the Leverkusen game than week two. I don't even remember who it was against. Freiburg, because I thought they looked pretty good in the second half against Freiburg. So it's just like this idea that, okay, oh, maybe Dortmund has some winning mentality in them. Finally, after like 10 years, maybe they finally got some, because they, again, we've seen teams play poorly and get results, and they've done that. They did that the first 2 weeks, and then they start this game well. I'll be honest, Werner Brennan was the better side for the majority of the match. But they were finding their moments in the game. You see Julian Brandt get that goal right before halftime, even though they were kind of being outplayed by Werder Bremen, who just looks really good so far this season. And then, you know, the game goes into the second half, and Werner Bremen are just going for the throat. It looks like they're going to break through, and then they get themselves another goal. So now Dortmund are, you know, holding a 2-0 lead going into the later stages of the game. 89th minute, obviously Bremen gets a goal back, and I'm thinking, oh, that's good. Bremen isn't gonna lie down. They're fighting back. They're gonna get a goal back here. And then in the 93rd minute, they got another. I'm like, oh my God, what the hell is happening to Dortmund? And then I was gonna leave, because on Saturdays, I have to leave in stoppage time before I get to work, basically, just because it takes me a certain amount of time to get there. But I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna sit back here, because let's see, could they actually win this? And then, little do you know, that it was a great goal. I send you the clip after. Obviously Oliver Burke, who, if you remember last week, rescued them in against Stuttgart. And then now he's here down again on a break into the box. And Kobo, who's a great goalkeeper, leaves too much space on his side. And he's beaten at the near post. And Werner Bremen, you know, spins them inside out in Dortmund. It's not just like they came back in an amazing game at home. They did this in their house with 80,000 fans in the stands, 81,000 to be exact. A black and yellow. It's everywhere. And they had such, I guess Dortmund had a very good game up until that point, kind of. And then the whole thing comes crashing down. And they ran a metric. So Brendan scored in the 89th, 93rd, and 95th minute. They had a metric that I forgot, some account ran, where it says in the last, I don't even know, 8,000, what I don't know what the number was, eight, but there was an eight in it. So like in the last 8,000 times in this exact situation, no team has ever won, and only 13 teams drew under those circumstances. I mean, I was blown away. I'll be honest, I was gonna write about the Hoffenheim Leverkusen game, because it was obviously that was a huge game as well. But the way that ended changes everything, and I thought it was an incredible match. But it's like, it's embarrassment to the highest degree. It's like the walk of shame, basically, because you did that at home in front of your fans, and it was one of the craziest games I've seen. I would say the game itself, maybe not be, but the dramatics of it is a top three. Top five game I've seen last 8 or 10 years. And obviously on one side, Dortmund just hugely humiliated. On the other side, Bremen look like are going to be a lot better than any of us really projected.
Yeah, I mean, when you sent me, I was obviously in the middle of something. I can't remember what, but When you sent me that information, oh yeah, I was at the wrestling show. Duh. But
yeah, I sent you the clip, and I told you what minutes they had scored.
But yeah, I mean, when you send me all that information, I'm like sitting there like, what? The wheels on the are falling up. Yeah, I'm not going to say that because that's too embarrassing for me because I suck at singing. But I mean, it's just an embarrassment when you're in front of your own home fans. And you're pretty much in a back and forth kind of battle where the one team, Werder Bremen in this case, being slightly ahead in that, and then they embarrass you by scoring a last minute goal.
Last minute goals. They had a 2-goal lead into the 88th minute. They were about to glide to 3 points. And obviously we know what happened.
I mean, just those last minute goals, just everything collapsed. I mean, it's just it's funny for me, but it's not funny because we're usually used to seeing Dortmund perform way better than this. But for Werder Bremen, they cannot be mad at getting points from Dortmund, and they have been. You're correct; they have been looking good this season. And obviously, they're one of the teams to keep an eye out for, based on the past 3 matches alone and how well they performed. But I mean, Dortmund is in one of those situations where they need to figure out what works, what isn't working, and just stick with what is working, because mixing around with players all the time and not really getting a cohesive unit together is causing problems, because I think we touch base on
have to remember, though, they have 6 points. They're still in the top 3 or 4 in the league, but it's not the fact that they're not getting points. Obviously, hugely humiliating. The game on Saturday was the best day of Werder Bremen fans' lives, or one of it's a top 5 moment. It's like that moment for me with Manolas and Rome against Barcelona. That's the level of moment that is for those fans. On the flip side, it's embarrassing for Dortmund, and they had to figure themselves out. Obviously, you cannot lose a game from that position. And there are games where my team has lost that from similar positions. I remember there was an Inter-Juve game where you had position with not a lot of time left, and you know, sorry to bring up old memories, but Gonzalo Higuain at the back post.
I remember that.
I mean, it wasn't as embarrassing, but the point is, it can happen to everyone, usually, because everyone's going to have a game where you think you have the points in the bag, and then something happens. I remember we went up against, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself, but we had a 3-goal lead against Atalanta, and they scored 3 goals in the second half and kicked us to the curb, and that was a draw. And then obviously the UK game where I don't remember how it happened, but it was late in the game. You get an own goal, and then Gonzalo Higuain on a late free kick, boom. But so the stuff like this can happen. But at least in our situations, it didn't happen in a very short amount of time. And I know that the Higuain one was at the last second. But they did that times 3. They had 3 goals in the last whatever, and I think we have to respect that. Werder Bremen is doing a terrific job this season. They came up from the Bundesliga 2, and all the questions that you might have had have been answered. Can they defend? Do they have the defensive structure? And can they get points out big teams? Yes, that's number one. Then you said, who's going to score the goals? Is it going to be the guy who scored a bunch in Bundesliga 2? Or do they have pieces that can score goals? Yes. The midfield is still a question. But all things considered, I think we're going to have to be over the moon. And Dortmund, they have the points, right? But they can't let a humiliation like this determine their season. And it's either you go with what you know and you think that this is the game plan to do it, or you change your ideology for the next half of the season, because you need some sort of reaction from this. because it's embarrassing on the highest level.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's just right. Just things are not looking good for Dortmund at the moment. They just need to figure out what's working and just stick with it, because or else the rest of the season could spell disaster for them. I mean, yeah, they have 6 points right now, but just the way the fashion that they lost is just not a good look for them, especially in front of their home fans and within that short span of time. It was just an embarrassment.
Yeah, you know, I thought what came to my head though when that.
What happened?
It was like, you know how some people are telling at the beginning of the season, people are hyping up Dortmund, like, oh, they got this, and this. They could be the team to put most pressure on Bayern. And I've been arguing with I'm not Dortmund fans, but people who like Dortmund for the last 2 weeks. And if you want an explanation of why many of the people who've watched the Bundesliga for a long time, at least the last decade, don't think Dortmund are going to be the team to knock them off, that's exactly why. You know, I know Leipzig's not playing that well right now. They're not going to lose games like that. Leverkusen's been awful. I mean, I don't see them choking that way. And, you know, it looks like Bayern's going to run it as we expected, but it's just things like that that has always been the question surrounding Dortmund since, you know, the big German up in Liverpool, Jurgen Klopp, has been there. You know, ever since then, they've had this issue that they can't seem to solve. And they've gone through, I don't know how many coaches, but it's just like they lack that something that winners have. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but there's enough data to suggest that is an issue.
I think Dortmund have been through, I think, maybe three managers since I've been into football.
They've had Lucien Favre, Marco Rose, Tezerich, twice, because it's, well, actually I don't count the first time because he was just caretaker manager. Borsch. So maybe four Borsch. Or five.
No, he was on Borsch.
He was on the Cruyffian whatever you want to call it, tree, but he, four or five, I could be even thinking it's worse than that. I think four or five, and I think since Klopp has left, Dortmund have beaten Bayern twice. I think that's it. So it's I think it's just a mental break because they don't have a bad team. I mean, if we're being honest, we both of us would take players off of them if we could. If they were saying Dortmund, we're offering all our players for free. I'm taking a couple. You know, I think you are, and I think everybody is. So they have a great team.
I'll take Wirtz.
Wirtz that plays for Leverkusen.
Dang it! I keep putting that screw up, son of a taco.
All right. Well, Brandt, Julian Brandt, I'd take. I mean, Gregory Kobel is a great goalkeeper. You look in the midfield; they have I'm blanking. Sorry. They have Emre Can, who's to play for Juventus, and they have a lot of great players. And in the attack, the young attack, the youthfulness. I like a lot of the pieces that they have. Marco Rose, Rios. You know, they're loaded. I think the big thing that they're struggling with right now is Sebastian Haller is a walking 20 goal scorer in the Bundesliga now. And him not being available, I think, is the issue. So now you're having to rely on a bunch of 23-year-olds. And I got nothing against 23-year-olds who play in Bundesliga and who do well. But you know Haller comes in and scores a good portion of goals this season, is probably up there with the top of the league. And him being unavailable, at least for the moment, I think has made things really difficult on Dortmund. But on the other side of things, I think you had to get nothing but love and respect for Bremen, who did something I never thought they'd do, is scoring as many goals as they did.
Exactly. So we're going to backtrack a little bit to the first match of this week. Mönchengladbach's 1-0 win against the basement Hertha Berlin.
Well, you know what? I don't think they're actually at the basement because Leverkusen doesn't have any points.
Hang on, Leverkusen, where's your points, Duke?
And I think they have sorry, I just got a text from a weird number. Sorry, hold on a second. I don't know this number, so I'm just going to ignore it.
Oh my gosh, there's only two teams that don't have any points right now.
Who are the two teams?
The two teams that don't have any points this season are Leverkusen and Bochum, who are at the bottom.
Yeah.
And Hertha's got a point. Well, would you look at that?
They have 2 points, don't they?
It says one on my...
Oh, no, you're right. They just have... point. Anyway, sorry, I got distracted. Obviously, no, just give me a second. Obviously, winning 1-0 with one penalty isn't maybe the most incredible way to start the season. In a game like that against a team that is near the basement of the Bundesliga. I think you have to look at all aspects of it, and I think is there still an issue with them, misfiring in front of goal? I think there's still a problem there. I don't think it's going to be as big of a problem because I think the coach has a plan and he's found ways to get around that. So on one side of the things, okay, yeah, they only scored a penalty, but they do have a plan in place with Daniel Farke, who I think is. Who's done a really good job. I like his style of play. I think his style allows his players not to be put in situations where they're going to be missing those chances. Obviously, that doesn't mean they're not going to struggle. But I think he provides a certain type of football that allows them to be put in the best positions to be successful. They still got a hit in front of goal, but they do get that penalty. Alexander Play beats the goalkeeper, and then they get another penalty in the second half. And talking about misfiring, they missed that second penalty, but they hang on for a 1-0 against Hertha Berlin. That they suck, but they don't look terrible. If we're being honest, they haven't looked that bad, other than the first game against Union Berlin. I still don't think they're gonna impress the world and get a lot of points, but I do think that I still think it's very unlikely, but there's a chance if they can continue to at least be competitive in these games and get an occasional point, I think it'll go a long way in the end.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, for teams such as Hertha, who has like had their struggles in the past. Even those small points eventually could add up to the point where that might see them stay up. It's doubtful. It might be doubtful, but it is doable. Obviously, Mönchengladbach still have an issue with firing the ball in front of goal. But, I mean, they got the penalty and saw them get the 3 points, which is great. Obviously, you did make a good mention with Mönchengladbach. They actually are finding ways to work around the whole misfiring in front of goal. There's times where they've been perfect, but then, of course, there's times where they've reverted into old habits. But overall, this is probably still going to be an issue, but not to the extent of what we've seen from them in recent seasons, just based on how the manager has worked with this team overall so far. In regards to Hertha, like I said, it's just going to be take every match as they come and hope for the best, because for them it is going to be difficult, and it's going to be difficult for some of these other clubs as well who are currently also in the struggling boat. But overall, Mönchengladbach come away with 3 points. It may not have been in the most amazing way, but it's still the 3 points nonetheless.
Yeah, but they have six. What do they have? They have 7 points, don't they? Or did they lose a game? No, because the other game was Schalke. So they had a point against Schalke, and then they beat Hoffenheim, and they beat Hertha Berlin. So I think they're in, like, second or third place in the league.
Second based on goal difference.
Yeah, so, I mean, you can say what you want about certain issues that they have. To be honest, we'll talk about them in a bit. I think if they played Hoffenheim again, they get beat. But we know why they lost that Gladbach beat Hoffenheim the first game. It was a clear issue that they couldn't fill in that moment, and they got outplayed. They were awful. We understand all that. But I think that if you look at Gladbach, they're having a great season. Do I think there's a possibility of them making the Champions League? I think it's possible. I don't think the squad is as strong as it could be. I think player for player, you look at some of the other teams that will want to, kind of slide into a potential Champions League spot if it opens up. So I think it all depends on that. But I do think that this is definitely a top half of the table team if they can keep this up. Because if you look at right now, it's three games, so there's plenty of time to make this up. But if you look at Liverpool, but if you look at Leverkusen and Leipzig. Leipzig has 2 points. Leverkusen has no points. Those are two Champions League teams that most people were predicting going into this season. So there's a possibility that a spot or two will open up. So it just depends on. And I think we all know which team is taking it if it happens, and that's Freiburg. But if two open up, that opens the platform for Gladbach to get it. For Hoffenheim to get it. That's all I can go with right now. Maybe Union Berlin, but Cologne, maybe. But I think Champions League wise, if another spot opens up, potentially, we're talking about Hoffenheim or Gladbach or one of those teams. So I think there's a pathway where they could make the Champions League. But that's granted, Leverkusen and Leipzig continue to struggle. And we don't know what's going to happen with that. But I think they're in a good space right now because they're in the top of near the top of the table, and I think they're playing confidently. I think they got a new refound energy under Daniel Farke, and I think they're going to just continue to push that and see what happens. And for all I could say, they could lose 5-1 next week, but they look good.
Yeah, definitely, and we'll just hope that consistency keeps up for them. Let's see, what matchup do I want to go with? You know what, let's get this one out of the way, since we got rid of Mönchengladbach, my boys. Your boys Wolfsburg drew 0-0 against Ryan's boy Schalke.
Yeah, but do you know the interesting part about this game? I'll be honest, the game wasn't that good. Wolfsburg were a little better, Schalke did some nice things, but for the most part it was a battle. But the most important part of the game, and I'm sure that Ryan's not happy about this, in the second half, Schalke got a penalty. The penalty was saved, and then they had to retake it, and it was saved again.
Jesus, Mary and Joseph, would you look at that?
I don't understand. And by the way, Keenan Costales is the, I think, in the Bundesliga for the last decade has the most – has the most penalty saves with 13. I don't know. He's one of the best in that situation. But still, you put the ball in front from 12 yards out, you have a 77% chance of scoring, and he fluffed it. And you can say he fluffed it twice, but he got the first penalty was saved. I thought it was clean, and then I don't know what happened if he was off the line, which it didn't look like. Or he was tackled in the box again, but they had to retake, and he saved it again. Overall, yeah, I'm not pleased. 2 points from three games is not great, but we have the same amount of points as Leipzig and two more points than Leverkusen. So I mean, you can take some positives, and I think the team it's going to grow. It's going to take some time, new coach and everything, and a lot of new players. So I think you're just going to have to find a balance eventually. But they lost to Bayern, but I like almost don't count that because what were they supposed to do? they weren't, you know what I mean? So it's just like, they just need to continue to work with the team and try to get better. I'm not worried about Wolfsburg. I think they need to be scoring more goals, but I think they're in a good place. It's just going to take some time for everything to gel. I'm worried about Schalke because they have 1 point or 2 points now also, but it just doesn't look good because they almost didn't get a point against Gladbach. It was the last second where they got a penalty. But they don't look sharp. They don't look like it's going in a direction where I could – with Wolfsburg, you just kind of have to just give it time to gel. Schalke, you can't wait for that because you don't have the squads of a lot of these other teams that are going to be in their area. And, yeah, I'm worried. I still think they're not going to get relegated. But at some point, I think it's too early in the season to really see who's really going to get relegated. But it's an unfortunate situation for them, and I hope they're able to handle themselves and get on the right track. But I think this is Wolfsburg are probably less happy with the point. But I think Schalke not being able to convert in that moment twice, I think is maybe a sign of bigger problems to come this season.
I mean, yeah, when you're a Schalke team who really doesn't have the luxury of having time for a team to gel, and especially since they don't have as much of the depth as you mentioned the other teams in the league, it comes to the point where you're just going to have to find something quickly and hope it works. But I mean, they had a chance to convert a penalty on two different twice, because once it had to be retaken by getting the goal saved twice. That just shows there could be an issue when it comes to finishing even penalty chances. And then you have Wolfsburg, who played decent, but just couldn't finish their opportunities. And it's just the situation where Wolfsburg will eventually figure things out and know what is working, what isn't working. And obviously they have a new manager. So when you have a new manager, it takes a while for them to get used to the players and the players getting used to the manager's system. So I think within maybe – I'm giving it two more games and then they'll find something that is working. And if they have to make any small tweaks here and there, then they'll do so. But, I mean, at least for the most part, they'll have something figured out by then. But
yeah, and the thing is about Wolfsburg is what we know what they are, and they know what they are. They made the Champions League last year or the year before last, whatever. That's not going to happen every day. It's not going to happen often. They're not a team that's going to consistently be making Champions League in Europe yet. So what Wolfsburg's ambition should be is try to finish in the top 10. That's what it is. They know they're too good to be relegated. And even if they're in the bottom part of the table, I think Wolfsburg aren't a team that gets nervous about that because they understand and know their qualities. At least this version of Wolfsburg, because they were in the relegation playoff not that long ago. But Wolfsburg knows they are where Schalke is, needs to figure out what they are, and they just don't have the quality. And I don't know if you saw what Union Berlin did against Leipzig. Well, they're going to have to welcome Union Berlin to their house. I think, I don't know what day it is, on Saturday. That doesn't make, as a Schalke supporter, I'm sure Brian's not thrilled with that prospect either. Well, Wolfsburg will have an opportunity to rebound and kind of, just get themselves, back on track and trying to figure something out. And they do play Leipzig this weekend, which is also a tough game. But Wolfsburg can afford to drop points here and there because they're going to hit a stride this season and then they're going to get a whole bunch of points. Where Schalke, I think they need to start getting points now or they're going to be in trouble.
Well, I know another team out of all three of our teams that ain't going to get points this weekend.
What?
Mönchengladbach ain't going to get points. They're going up against Bayern.
And what is Glogbuck's reputation against Bayern like? Remind me.
I have no idea. Just lose and act like a dying duck.
Last year, they were in the cup against Bayern. You know what the score was?
What?
5-0. Do you know who had five? I'll give you a clue. Not Bayern. In the first meeting of the season, it was. This is something you should know. Glogbach is Bayern's kryptonite. You know how I can't think of a great example, but how there are certain teams. I'll just say certain teams like Sassuolo for Inter that you seemed, even though you've gotten points off them before, you struggle to beat. There's been times where you struggle to beat them because it's not an easy match. There are always teams that bug you. Glogbach is what bugs Bayern. Now, can this Glogbach beat this Bayern? I'm going to say no, but they beat Bayern last year. They beat Bayern the year before. The one of the games against Glogbach, I think Bayern will drop points. So it's, you know, it's not dead in the water. But the good thing is Glogbach are in second place. They're not 19th or 18th. Or, I'm sorry, the 17th. I forgot. Bundesliga has 18 teams. But anyway, I'm just saying there's a world where you get that Glogbach will get something from the game.
Ironically enough, the funny thing is, what do Kryptonite, Sassuolo, and Mönchengladbach all have in common?
The same thing that 2014 Dortmund has in common with maybe this Liverpool.
No, they're all green.
Yep.
Oh, that's funny. But, I mean, in general, it's just not a good look for right now. We're going back on track here. Yeah, just Schalke needs to figure out who they are and what works fast, because just things right now are not looking good for them. But in the end, both teams salvage a point. Obviously, Schalke, it would be more thrilled to get a point off a really good Wolfsburg team. But yeah, it's just a situation where no one wins and one team is happy that they got the point. The other team really isn't as happy. So there's not, other than that, there's not much else to say. So let's see, what is another good one to go for? Okay, since we've been talking about them for a while and keep mentioning them, Union Berlin defeat RB Leipzig 2-1.
Yeah, you know the panic button I said that they don't need to push yet?
It's time to push it?
Not time to push it, but start walking to the button. Because, all right, I understand. Okay, you come into this, right? You start that season, you play Stuttgart, you do well. Can't get the point because the Titanic is being saved by the opposing goalkeeper. Then they go up against a really good Cologne team. I think Cologne is a really strong side. Should they have won that game? Yeah, but Cologne's a strong side. Union Berlin is also a strong side. But the problem with this is they're three games into the season. And they got 2 points, which means they're 7 points behind Bayern Munich already. And this was supposed to be the team that was going to put the pressure on. It looks like this season nobody's going to put pressure on them. But, you know, I think they still want to make it the Champions League. They still want to try to finish in the top two. And I think the team is so good that it's confusing why this is happening. But it's real simple. They got hit on the counter twice and fell flat. You know, I thought they played pretty well the rest of the game. I thought Union Berlin played well too, but the reason they lost is they got hit on the counter twice. You can't like in the first. I think it was both were in the first half or early in the second half. I don't remember off the top of my head, but they had two counterattacks, Union Berlin, and they scored on both. And obviously, RB Leipzig get back into the game. Boom, everything's good. But too little, too late for them. They had 8 minutes left. They couldn't cash in on it. And Leipzig just aren't coming into their potential. It's not like they're choking like Dortmund has, but they're just not being able to handle themselves. And if you look at the teams they played, Stuttgart, Cologne, and Union Berlin, those are some top sides. So I understand that, but I think before not too long, we're going to have to start asking some questions. The squad is too deep and too strong for that, and I think that's going to be a problem on one side of things. On the other side of things, I'm glad that Jordan Pfork scores another for Union Berlin. It looks like the strikers that they lost, they're good there, and I hope he gets into the World Cup squad for the U.S. But they played well. They handled themselves after a not so great performance in the previous week. They got back and they got big win against Leipzig. But a lot of this is just Leipzig. I think Leipzig is the main separator here, and that's the thing that needs to be focused on, because they're already off the pace, and we only had three games.
Yeah, exactly. It's the main takeaway is just like Leipzig have not looked like themselves. I mean, there are teams that we've discussed that, Dortmund being one of them, and of course Leipzig being possible contenders to overthrow Bayern, but it's just like it's not happening. And I don't know. In a couple of weeks, if things don't turn around for this Leipzig team, we definitely do have to start asking questions. Like, what the heck is going on within the club? Like, is it a management issue?
Is it just from backstory, they have the second best manager in the league. That's not even debatable. Okay, maybe it's a little debatable. Christian Streich at Stuttgart maybe is a close second. But outside of him, they have a top three manager in the league. They have the best player in the league. They have one of the top three goalkeepers in the league. They have a good midfield. They have attacking options that would make me. So they're loaded top from bottom. They're not Bayern, but there's nothing that within their squad mentally or physically that you wouldn't like. So I actually don't know what's happening.
Yeah, exactly. There's just so many variables that you could look at to see what the main issue is. But I think from like a normal standpoint, this team is stacked from top to bottom, a great manager, so there really should be no key issues, but apparently there is an issue, and we just are trying to figure out what the heck it is. But I mean,
their schedule. I was just saying, I hope it's a schedule, because I could understand that to a certain extent. It's not an easy start to the season, but yeah, no, I get what you're saying, but go on.
But yeah, that is a valid point. Depending on how the schedules go, and if you're given a harder schedule in the beginning of the season, it'll be hard to get those points, but once those easier matches come, you'll be like, okay, let's cut through these teams like butter. So it could be just a scheduling issue, but if it goes and they're getting easy games and they're still struggling, then
they have a hard one this weekend again too. So I'm hoping they can fucking win a game, because it's not about who's gonna knock Bayern off. It's who's gonna put pressure on them. If Leipzig doesn't put pressure on them, I don't think anybody's going to. So the fingers crossed we can get the job done.
Oh, they take on Wolfsburg. Would you look at that?
Hold on. Oh, I'm a week ahead, aren't I? I'm a week ahead. Sorry. I was thinking about Leverkusen. My bad. Yeah, so I'll be honest. They should beat us. But I don't feel bad about them. About that matchup, I think we could beat them, because they're not winning games. They don't have a win on the season yet, so maybe something could happen there. But especially if it's, I think that's a home game. They should probably beat us, but it's still not an easy match. But this is probably the match for them to kind of scrape, because also only on 2 points. So anyway,
but yeah, just. Good job for Union Berlin for getting the points. after struggling last week and having a great season opener against their rivals. So it'll be fun to keep an eye on them this season. Let's see. We're going to go with another 2-1 match. Mainz defeating Augsburg 2-1.
But yeah, I mean, Mainz just always leave it late, don't they? This is their three games. I don't remember who they played last week, but
who?
I don't know. They got a draw last. No, they played Union Berlin. Now I remember. But the previous two games, Bochum, 75th minute winner, and Augsburg, 93rd minute winner. So their last two, both of their wins have come in the last couple minutes. But I thought it was a good game. I thought Augsburg played well, and Mainz played well. It was a good battle between the two. I believe the goals were not the first two goals were not separated by that many minutes. The Augsburg goalkeeper, we asked if we were going to see him just go crazy this week, and I wouldn't say no. But it wasn't as at that level of Leverkusen. But I still thought he was terrific, and made a really good save in a really important moment. And then obviously Mainz had a penalty. I forgot Mainz had a penalty, but it was saved. So I thought that it was going to go downhill after that. But then they, on the last possible moment, got across into the box. My South Korean fellow got on the end of it into the back of the net, and I can't remember his name off the top of my head, so I don't want to say it because otherwise I'm going to sound messed up. but he gets the goal. They celebrate and they win at the end. And Mainz are also at the very top of the table, and are having a very good season. Jonathan Burkhart returned, looked pretty sharp. It's going to take him a little while for him to get his feet back under him, but they look strong.
I'm just learning new features of something really quick. No, just don't mind me. Because I was trying to look which team had the penalty and who scored it. Yeah, because obviously
I'm not used. I don't remember who. No, they didn't. There was it was a penalty save, but I don't remember who took it. But the last goal was. I could just look, but. But it's not that important. The point is, they got a late winner again. Leave it late, FSV Mainz. That's what we're going to call them until they don't leave it late and win again.
What are we calling them?
Leave it late, FSV Mainz. I don't know. six of their 7 points have come in goals in the last 15 minutes.
You know what? That should be your next name next week, just for giggles. Yeah, but anyway, obviously, Mainz leave it late. Performed fairly well throughout the whole entire match. Augsburg continue to do as well as they can. But the key thing is just Mainz get those points, which is good. As they drew last week against Union Berlin. So they're getting back on track as well. So it's going to be interesting to see who do they play next week. Give me a second.
Leverkusen.
Yeah, so we'll see how that match goes. I think Mainz, unless Leverkusen can get their heads out of their
butt. No, they have to win. I'm not betting, man, by what I put on Leverkusen. When we talk about Leverkusen, you'll understand exactly why. But they just cannot. It's I don't know if it's over, but it's pretty much over. They cannot start the season 0-4. They can't. There's just no way around it. Mainz are on top of the table. They can lose to Leverkusen. That's a realistic thing that can happen. But Leverkusen simply cannot. They cannot. We cannot be sitting here next week with 0 points. So anyway, yeah. I don't think I think they have to win that game. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I agree. They have to, or else it could be over before it even gets started.
They're not going to get relegated or anything like that. But this if it doesn't start to turn around, it will kind of look like 2014 Dortmund. If you don't know the story about 2014 Dortmund, it was Klopp's last year there. They were in the relegation zone after they were in 16th or 17th after 28 games. Or something like that. I forgot. They were in the bottom of the table for the majority of the season. They eventually ended up finishing like seventh. They play Wolfsburg in the German Cup. Klopp's last game in German football. Kevin De Bruyne and Luis Gustavo said, "Sorry, Klopp, goodbye." And they win. They win the German Cup. And then obviously KDB goes to Man City and continues to take Premier Leagues out of his hands. So it's just funny how everything works, but. But yeah, so this Leverkusen season, if they lose another game, could be looking like something like what we saw with Klopp's Dortmund at the end.
Exactly. Oh, and speaking of another team that got back on track after losing last week, Freiburg win 1-0 against Stuttgart.
Yeah, it was a good game. Stuttgart pushed them around and did what they could against a very good Freiburg team. I think they're going to be one of those teams that could potentially make the Champions League. The most disrespected Italian in the world, Vincenzo Grifo, scores again. Azzurri, just so you know, he is Italian. I know you don't want to claim him, but he is Italian. He is Italian. Stop pretending he's not. I just really pissed off about this. You're not in the World Cup. You've missed the last two World Cups. He's been the best midfielder on Italy for 4 years running. And he has 9 caps over that time. So just realize that you missed the World Cup because you wouldn't take your best midfielder because he was born in Germany. I'm just saying. Anyway, back to the thing. So Vincenzo Grifo scores again. A nice goal at the end there. It was scored early. I think it was like 10 or 11 minutes in, and they held on to it. They didn't do too much. It wasn't that end-to-end. I thought Stuttgart actually kind of looked like the better side in the second half. But Freiburg did enough to get another 3 points. And, yeah, they're back in cruising. And Stuttgart, obviously, a couple points this season, not bad, but they probably would have liked to get something from this game. But you know, obviously the Freiburg is ready and is going to be a serious start this season. And, you know, they almost beat Dortmund, the week before. Yeah. So I think Freiburg is definitely a team that's going to do some damage this season and potentially make the Champions League and the Europa League. I wouldn't want to see them. So it's going to be interesting.
Yeah. I mean, let's see. You had Stuttgart pushing Freiburg around a little bit. But, I mean, I'm noticing this with Freiburg. Yeah, they lost against Dortmund last week. But they did a very good job in the first match against, I believe it was Augsburg.
Oh, yeah. That was murder.
That was – I mean, that second half was a bloodbath, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, this is a team that even if they have like their moments where they're going to struggle, like in this match, they are actually having those winning intangibles, which could see them be a good contender for the European spots, whether it's Champions, Europa, Conference League. They have
they're Europa League minimum. They're not crap enough to be dragged down further than that. But Champions League, if certain teams aren't stepping up to the plate, like I said, this is a team that will say, okay, thank you very much.
Yeah, I agreed. And they're just performing really well. Yeah, they lost last week, but it's good to see them getting back on winning track after their performance. Stuttgart did as good as they could, but they fell short. Stuttgart, I do believe, will have a little bit of a struggle against Cologne because Cologne is also a good team this season. So, but for me personally, that match could go either way.
Yeah, it's a coin flip.
Yeah, it's a coin flip. And then next week, let's see, who do they take on? Well, if I see Freiburg winning this Friday as they take on the bottom of the table, Bochum. So that should be hopefully a fairly easy win for them. But it is, like I said, Bundesliga is now my favorite league to watch. Obviously, respect to my boys in Serie A, but this is just, for me, one of the more entertaining leagues.
I think it's pretty close. I think the difference is, I don't know, I'm just more fascinated by the storylines of the Bundesliga. Because we talked about a little bit about this the other week, is the 5, 6, 7 teams in Italy, the teams that are going to be challenging for the European spots, we know all of the teams that are going to be challenged for the European spots. The fun thing about the Bundesliga for me personally is I don't know which teams are going to be challenging for those spots. There's going to be some unpredictable shit happening. That's why I like the Bundesliga. But with that being said, there's nothing also on the other side of things. It's there's nothing more emotionally stimulating than seeing the team you support get a win on the weekend. So I think we're not as emotionally invested. But obviously, I think for the reasons I stated, this is the reason why for us the Bundesliga is maybe slightly more interesting for us.
Yeah, definitely. Let's see, 3 more matches. Let's go with.
Let's get the murder out of the way.
Oh yeah, let's get the murder out of the way. Which one?
There was only one this week. There's a number 7. You should be able to find it.
Okay. Bayern went on a bloodbath. They took on poor bottom of the table, Bochum. There's really not much to take away from this. Bochum are in serious trouble. And Bayern continue to be Bayern. That's all I'm saying about that one.
Yeah. So, Sané. De Ligt is back in on the score sheet. Juventus fans are burning their house down because of it. I mean, they had an issue with him saying some stuff about Juventus, which may be fair enough, but that was 3 weeks ago. I've seen all these tweets about De Ligt, has spent one day without saying anything about Juventus. I hope he's okay. It's over. Just move on. And so he gets on the score sheet. Kingsley Coman, and this is the fucking terrifying thing. I can't imagine what it'd be like, and I know you got depth, but you don't got depth like this. Imagine being able to bring on Kingsley Coman off the bench. This is the guy who scored the Champions League final goal for Bayern Munich a few years ago. And he's not, I mean, I was not good enough, but most times he's not starting for him, for Julian Nagelsmann. Getting to bring someone like him off the bench in any game is mental. And I think he actually started this game, but I just think it's crazy. And obviously, Sadio Mane scored right before halftime, and they also got a penalty. And then Serge Gnabry finished in the 76th minute. 7-0. Bochum, I'm starting to feel bad for, because this is how their season went. First game of the season, they play Mainz. It's tied, and then they lose on a 75th minute winner. They play Hoffenheim 2-0 inside of the first 12 minutes. Hoffenheim draw level by the half hour mark. Then they go on to win it in the last in the 93rd minute. Then they have to go to play against Bayern and got absolutely rinsed. So I actually feel bad for them. I actually don't think they're one of the worst teams in the league. But I think mentally they're going to probably be in a relegation battle because of how the season started. 2 late winners and having to play the best team in the league. And I just think it's a brutal way to start the season, and I hope they're able to turn around. I think from a mental standpoint, they're going to struggle just because they don't have confidence right now. But Bayern were Bayern, and they just ran riot in all of it, and it's insane. They have 16 goals in 3 games, so
good grief.
Yeah, 7-1, 7 against Frankfurt, 7 against Bochum, and 2 against Wolfsburg. I mean, that's not counting the 4 that they have. So they have 21 goals in all competitions, I think, now.
And I like that term, rinsed.
But, you know, Bayern, I don't think there's too much to take because they just went crazy. I stopped watching after the 65th minute, and then I heard that they scored, and then I watched the last goal. But it was just total destruction.
Yeah, exactly. Let's go with Leverkusen 3-0 loss against Hoffenheim.
Yeah, Hoffenheim were great. They started well. They finished well. They were terrific. Leverkusen didn't do that much. They did what they could, but they really couldn't find a way in the game, and it was brutal. Goal of the season contender from Christoph Baumgartner, back heel, a strike from center of the box. I hear my voice in the background.
Oh, how about now?
Not anymore. Sorry. It was just annoying. Anyway, they start really well. Great goal by Christoph Baumgartner. And obviously Jorginho. I'm better than the third voter in the Ballon d'Or, Ruhr. The better Jorginho hits an absolute stunning strike into the top corner to kill it. And yeah, Leverkusen just weren't up for it. They did what they could, but it was Hoffenheim looked like a fucking great team. If you watch this game, they look sick. They look like another team that can make the Champions League. That's how good they looked. And Leverkusen, I think they hit panic button because it's 3 games, but there's no confidence in that team at all, and they're struggling. They started poorly, and like I said before, they're starting to look like Dortmund 2014, and they need to find a way to do that and to find a way back into it. They go to Mainz this weekend. It's not an easy match, you know. If Leverkusen goes to that game, they need to score big early. They need to get on the run because you don't want to play them close. Because the last 2 teams that played Mainz close lost. So you really need to go there and put a dominating performance. But I was in awe by Hoffenheim. I thought they were terrific. And I thought, filling the spot left by David Rahm, the way they did it, how quickly they did it. And now I think they're one of the best teams in the Bundesliga this season. And the adversity of coming back from 2 goals down, their second game of the season, and then winning big here tonight. This weekend. I think they're trending in the right direction. Where Leverkusen, I just don't know what's happening here.
I mean, Leverkusen are just hitting that panic button right now, and it is just sad to see this team that used to do really, really well start falling apart like this. Who knows? Let's see. Who do they even take on?
They play Mainz.
Yeah, that Mainz has been performing decent.
Wait for me. And by the way, so at the game, after the game, the goalkeeper Hardarski was talking to the ultras of Leverkusen after the final score, and they were getting really passionate with each other because. You know, I think Leverkusen really wants to perform, but I think they can't not win because they don't want to let those fans down after, you know, they were talking in hand gestures and of being frustrated and, you know, Hardeski's such a nice guy. He had like his hand around the guy's shoulder while they were passionately debating their differences about what's happening with the season. But they just can't go another game without a win. A draw is a bad result. They need a win. They need to beat them, and I know Mainz has 7 points, but you got to beat them. There's nothing else to be said about that.
Yeah, agreed. And it's, I mean, Hoffenheim looking good has so far this season. You also, I believe you sent me the Baumgartner setup. It's absolutely beautifully done.
Yeah, of the heel, just insane.
I mean, that is a very difficult pass to make. So the way he was able to handle that was pure poetry emotion. And then just Hoffenheim continued to perform throughout the rest of the match, putting the pressure on Leverkusen, where I think Leverkusen might get their first win next week against Mainz, but they have no choice. And I still agree with you that they don't go more than four games without a win. So hopefully next week, this upcoming weekend, they are able to get their first 3 points of the season. Yeah. But it is going to be a hard-fought battle for them.
They're going to lose players if they don't turn the season around.
Exactly.
Schick is not playing for a Europa League team next season. That's not happening. He hasn't scored yet, but once he gets cooking, I think he's going to be good. But he's just not going to put up with that. Jeremy Frimpong, the right back, I think he's too good to be playing on a team that's finishing eighth. He's gone. Wirtz probably isn't because he's injured until midseason. And I think that's probably their big issue. They don't have that ball winner in the midfield that can create so much for them. They're missing that component of their team, and I think that's what's really putting them in a bad spot right now. But there's others that they'll lose as well. So they need to at least get back to the Europa League for them to stay, and probably need Champions League football, or you know, the pieces will start to fall.
Yeah, exactly. And I believe we have one final match up here. We have Cologne taking on Frankfurt in a 1-1 draw.
Yeah, decent game. Nothing too special. Nothing. But wasn't not necessarily boring either. A great free kick from Joshi Kamada to get him to put Frankfurt in the league lead. And then second half, absolute thunder strike from I forgot who, but hits it out of the box, hits it off the ground, and like plops over the goalkeeper's head. It was actually a really nice strike. They did spend 1,852 minutes deciding if it was a goal or not, but you know, it eventually stood. And then they held the point, and everyone leaves. One team leaves happy. Frankfurt don't look good, but I think Cologne probably disappointed in their performance, but at least they get something from it. Point shared, and that's all I really can say.
Yeah, there's really not much to take away with that each team get a point, and just things need to start shaping up for Frankfurt, because Frankfurt is a good team, but they just have been struggling here and there. But overall, still a point at the end of the day, better than nothing at all. So we'll have our usual. I will go first with the player and donkey of the week. Donkey of the week goes to Dortmund. Just losing in that embarrassing fashion like that is totally unacceptable. And you just need to figure out what the heck is going on, or figure out something that works for you, because you can't be performing mediocre every single week. Yeah, you're getting the points, but it's still not acceptable. And my player of the week will be Baumgartner, just because of that beautiful goal, which, especially with the difficulty that of being able to maneuver a back heel pass like that. So he gets my player of the week.
I'm going to go Oliver Burke. I mean, just because of the goal he scored against Dortmund off the bench and all that, and then obviously for Dortmund. But before we head out, I'm going to give you my MVP my MVP ratings, rankings, sorry, rankings, my MVP rankings after through 3 weeks. So at number five, I'm going with Sadio Tump. Sadio Mane in fifth. I think he's done tremendously well with Bayern. I think he's slipped right in, doing some incredible things so far this season. A brace this week, and he's scoring every single game. He's been a part of. I think they're just absolutely terrific with what they can do on all angles of that, and you know, just being able to do his thing. Number four, it's going to be a lot of Bayern players. Sorry, Joshua Kimmich. I don't know if there's a player in the world who is more consistent, more regular than Joshua Kimmich. I think he's been tremendously in all facets of the game, and been able to do some great things. Number three, Jamal Musiala. I think his numbers speak for himself so far this season. Didn't play this weekend, but his performances alone have been spectacular. Number two, dipped down from my number one spot last week, is Christopher Nkunku. Still think he's the best player in the league. I still think he's a game changer. I still think he's spectacular. Did not play well this week. Leipzig didn't play though this week. They still only have 2 points. I can't ignore that. And number one, and again, I don't know if this is going to stick for the whole season. I would like him to stick for the whole season just because it'd be a little different. But at the current moment, it's Christoph Baumgartner. You look at the importance of what he's done, not only in the performance. The first game where they play poorly, he was pulling all the strings. In the second game, they go down big. He scores the goal that kind of re-energizes the team, and obviously another incredible performance against Leverkusen this weekend. So those are my MVP rankings.
And with that, ladies and gentlemen, we will see you all on the next one. Peace.